is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We size up the surf season in Sheboygan. Yes to winter. We have a longtime surf shop owner. Now let's join our year-end member drive that is riding on listeners who become members of Wisconsin Public Radio. Rick Ryer is with me. We're here to say your support is vital to all the programs on WPR. It's the largest source of funding, so take a few minutes now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Well, you know, Kate, we have a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $2,500. It's in effect right now. This is your opportunity to ride the wave and we're getting there this morning. Yeah. Ride the wave and get your contribution matched. That would be doubled every dollar that you give. Right now, we have just over $1,000 to meet that match. That is incredible. Thank you so much for your support. It's a great opportunity to give right now. Because current members, including a member in Sister Bay, will double every single dollar you give. Double the impact of your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Perhaps one of the reasons you enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio is because you know that you'll hear thoughtful programming. And whether it's a news story that's carefully researched or a talk show guest chosen to share something unique about Wisconsin, you count on a quality experience every time you tune in.
And we're so grateful that you care about quality because we do too. And it's your financial support that makes everything you hear on WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for, WPR being one place where that's true every day. So consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
It's kind of hard to buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out to be $60 a month, and you can make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now when we travel, I've got WPR's app for the iPhone. We listen to WPR all the time we're driving, 14, 15 hours a day sometimes, all across the country. This station has by far the best programming of any public radio station I've found anywhere in the country. This is prime programming. People should know that. People should be aware of it. People should know that there's something really intelligent happening right here in our midst. When we gave annually, you got a good feeling when you wrote the check. Now, as a sustainer, I'm reminded monthly. It does make you feel a bit more a part of the process, more a part of the entire effort to put intelligent programming on the air. We like the idea that we're putting our money where our values are. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Join Bruce, give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is the year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rick Ryer. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you depend on, and it's why your gift of, say, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
There are so many important and interesting issues covered on the Ideas Network. You rely on these discussions, and that's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
And help us put a strong finish on 2022 so we can continue to discuss the issues in the months to come. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have just over $400 to raise yet to make that match of $2,500. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
I want to just give a shout out to sustainers, because if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. And thank you so much for your support. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent as we explore the surfing community on the Great Lakes and what freshwater surfing breaks are like with Mike Miller, who owns a surf shop in downtown Sheboygan. First surf shop in Wisconsin, by the way. Join in on your epic surf sessions on the Great Lakes or how to create epic surfing. If you haven't done it, 800-642-1234. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me on.
So the surf forecast site says the water in your neck of the woods in Sheboygan is around like 40 degrees. How do you surf in frigid water?
The right gear helps. Wetsuits, boots, gloves. There isn't usually a month goes by on the lakes here you're not in some type of wetsuit. But that's actually still pretty mild yet. The air temps are in the 30s and 40s. When things start dropping below 30, that's when, you know, it gets a little more interesting, but it's still pretty mild. You could do a lot with modern day wetsuits and gear.
Okay. So, you know, what's it like to surf in a storm? What are those conditions like that you're really looking for on Lake Michigan?
Well, in Sheboygan in general, we're in the middle of the lake, so we can get swell off of north or south winds, and that's primarily what we're looking for is winds. We need wind storms. We need the wind to create the waves, but we don't always want it when we're surfing. It's not like we want to surf in 30 mile an hour winds. Sometimes it just happens. Ideally, like, you want the wind to pick up, travel up and down the lake, and then that creates the waves. And then you want it to kind of shut down, and finding a good clean wave is kind of half the battle on the lakes here. But everything is wind generated.
And you have to really monitor the waves and the forecast pretty closely, you know, on those. You have a near shore wave forecast and live stream cameras. How attuned do you have to be to the changing weather conditions in order to have a good surf session?
Definitely. You're almost like an amateur forecaster. I mean, you're more attentive to weather patterns and wind and low pressure systems more than you ever have been if you become a lake surfer. Because, again, it's all about what type of wind is going to come. And that's usually associated with some type of system that comes over. Where on the ocean, you know, they get a lot of ground swell. So it could be predicted, you know, a week out sometimes. And they can actually predict when the swell is going to hit its peak. And it's a little bit more, I don't want to say easier, but on the ocean, but it's definitely a little bit more challenging on the lakes. And again, it's about finding clean, good surf. There's days where, you know, there's 10 to 14 foot waves on the lake, but the wind's blowing 35 miles an hour and it's blowing right on shore, and it's, you know, there's waves, but they're not really surfable. So finding that those ideal conditions. So you become like an armchair forecaster there, like, you know, almost like the armchair quarterbacks. And you kind of try to figure out what, you know, where to go, the spot to go, the where it's going to be, when the peak is. And so it actually makes it more interesting, in my opinion.
I love your slogan about being, you know, the Malibu of the Midwest and freshwater surf capital of the world. What makes Sheboygan a great surf town?
I mean, first and foremost, the community. You know, I grew up and I was born and raised here. I didn't start surfing until I was in almost 30 years old. So it was probably about 18 years ago I started surfing, and the shop's been around going on 25 years. And, you know, the community kind of like, it's always been there since like the early 60s. And there's still a couple of the guys that still surf, and it's, you know, a lot of people come and go and a lot of new people getting into it. A lot of people travel to Sheboygan. But I mean, we do get good, clean waves. Mostly because just the way our beaches are and our big piers that stick out. And that's what really, like, tomorrow there's going to be a big south swell coming through. So there's going to be, I bet you, more people from Milwaukee area and Chicago area coming into town than even locals. But again, the local crew is, you know, that's, they're we accept anybody coming in. And
there's no localism. Some outsiders. Yeah, once in a while.
Right.
So will you work tomorrow or will you surf?
I'm probably going to go out surfing. I'm going to see what the we also kiteboard. So if the conditions work well for kiting, which is, you know, wind generated, but we also ride waves with kites. If it's the right conditions, the kite will probably even try that. Do both. I mean, it's a great spot for both. And Sheboygan, like I said, we get these good, clean conditions that mostly produced by our peers that stick out, because it creates a protection from the excess wind and cleans the swell up. And it's just a great spot. We have great beach access. Our beaches are awesome. You don't have to pay to come and, you know, park by our beach. So
let me reintroduce you a moment. Mike Miller with us as we talk about Great Lakes Surfing, owner of a surf shop, EOS Paddle and Surf Shop in Sheboygan. Join in 800-642-1234. I want to get a little bit more into fresh water versus the ocean. You mentioned the ocean. And of course, the biggest difference is salt, right? And I'm just wondering, does the lack of salt in our freshwater Great Lakes and, you know, impact what it's like to surf? I mean, because I'm thinking of the buoyancy of salt, right?
Definitely. And it does make a slight impact. It's, ocean waves can be a little bit stronger too. We get a little bit of a weaker wave. The shape can be a little bit different, but it depends on where it's at and where it's breaking. That's kind of all dependent. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves, we're on a lake. So the fresh water has a little bit less buoyancy. The waves have a little bit less power. What we call the period in between the waves sets. So since it's a wind swell and the fetch is, which the distance the wave travels is less than on the ocean, the swell periods are closer together, meaning like when you're paddling out, you just kind of get bombarded with waves sometimes. So it's like the ocean, they're spread apart farther. So the ocean, an example, could be like 10 to 15 second intervals, where we get more like 3 to 5 second intervals. So that's the timing between the wave sets.
I would imagine that's a little bit difficult to navigate for a newbie. Do you have any advice for people who want to start surfing the Great Lakes?
Just get out there. Come out and do it. Like, you know, it's be prepared and just remember, it is just a lake. It's all about having fun. And like, our lake is in our backyard. So the shop is a couple blocks from the lake. I live a couple blocks from the lake. You know, on a big day, you can open up the windows, you can hear the waves roaring. And just getting out there. It doesn't have to be a tropical, you know, setting to go out and surf. You know, it's right in our backyard, and there's a lot of things you could do on this big lake, and that's what makes it fun. And any of the Great Lakes, there's surf all up and down these Great Lakes, and there's a lot of good spots, and there's a lot of surf communities just like our own.
Well, you mentioned the surfer community, and I admit I'm into Surfer Dan, like millions of people after watching the video of him and his ice beard. Do you have any Surfer Dan story moments, or do you know him?
He actually came to the shop a few years back with some of the crew. That's the only time I've really met him.
Yeah.
I've been up to Marquette area. The ice beard thing is this fabled thing. It's funny and it's cool. Some of us don't have beards, so we don't get the ice on them. So we don't have the cool pictures. But I mean, again, it's all about surfing. I mean, the whole winter surfing scene is, we still do it. And there's actually more people doing it than we realize. Fall is like our best time. You know, the water's still warm. We get some good waves. The fall is, in my opinion, is still the best time to go. Water's warm, air's cold, and that's what creates a good wave for us.
You make a good case. I do want to switch gears here and talk about climate change, though, for just a moment, because, you know, with the warming planet and scientists saying the Great Lakes regions are seeing, more frost-free days, We also have the algae blooms and water pollution. What is the impact on surfing?
Definitely. Like, so in probably less than a 10-year span, I want to say I saw 2012, 2013, the lake levels dropped to unbelievable levels. I don't know if it was a record, but like we saw a drop 5 to 6 feet in like a matter of years. Fast forward a few more years later in 2019, we had the highest level I've seen since I've been around here. Like, and I mean, the lake level came up about 5 to 6 feet, and shorelines were getting eroded. We had no beaches, and that affects surf spots. And so that was weird. That was like, we saw like, you know, giving back some surf spots, taking away, but the lake levels and like that drastic change. And now the lake levels are dropping again. In the last couple of years, they dropped well over 2 to 3 feet. And it seems like even the last month or two that the lake levels dropped probably like 6 to 8 mm-hmm. inches. So the beaches are coming back. Not necessarily the best thing, because, you know, it is affecting some of our, when the water level drops and the waves go over those sandbars or certain spots, it can make some spots unsurfable because it's too shallow, mm-hmm. or there's a lot of sand deposits in certain areas that weren't normally there. But you're seeing that, and you're seeing it all happen faster now. If somebody doesn't believe in climate change, I mean, I could tell you, I could show you a timeline of pictures of like, wow, this happened in under 5 to 6 years, where you're seeing a difference of, you know, then they talk mm-hmm. about the lakes have this 10-year cycle. Sure. Well, now it seems like it's happening even in half that time, where high levels to low levels are it's exasperated.
Mike, thank you for joining us and sharing the surfing community.
Definitely.
Mike Miller owns EOS Paddle and Surf Shop in Sheboygan, been in the business since 98. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it's the year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, here with Rick Ryer. Your financial support is the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift now for 2022 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can join that dollar-for-dollar match right now from current members, including a member in Sister Bay. We have just $100 to raise to meet that match. Take advantage of the match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What's that saying about how we love to have fun as well on our show? Well, you know, surfing is just a conversation, but it's also so interesting to understand the community that lives here in Wisconsin. You know, we're a lively state, a lively place, and we really like to catch that spirit here on our program. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
You know, there is a sense of irony, though, that one of Wisconsin's winter sports is surfing. It's great. It was a great conversation. It kind of interests me to at least check it out.
I think you should totally do it.
Okay. We can do that. Yeah, totally. What is not, where there is no irony, though, is that WPR is listener supported. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Ask for WPR playing cards when you donate any amount today. Traditional card decks celebrating the natural beauty of Wisconsin's wildlife. Show off your love for WPR while playing your favorite card games. Available today only for your gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have a husband and three sons, and we're all very avid listeners. We feel that Wisconsin Public Radio provides objective and informative information about what's going on in the community. It certainly is a station where you can call in, and you know that for sure that if you have an opposing viewpoint, that it's going to be broadcast because this is public radio. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rick Ryer. Your support in this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it up at, that is the right amount.
You know, I've got some great news, Kate.
Okay.
This is amazing. Thank you to current members, including a member in Sister Bay, for the challenge that this hour, which we have met
awesome.
Because of you. Your support made it happen here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's keep up that momentum. If you've never made a gift to WPR before, become a member right now and power the news, talk, and music that you rely on with your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love. Rick, take it away.
All right. Support Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for your WPR playing cards. This traditional card deck featuring illustrations of Wisconsin wildlife is yours with a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Step up right now because this gift is only available today while supplies last. Mary in Norwalk says, I learn so much and enjoy music, laughter, and information that I can trust. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.